CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The thing is, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Gigging, Johnny, till I die.
They all listen to like most music,
right.
You know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And we've just come back from a month of theme-based programming.
And our wings are tired. Whoo! That was not a joke.
Your wings are tired?
I don't know. Look, I'm
What are you going for there?
I really don't know.
Okay.
But what I do know, in spite of that lack of lucidity, is that I had a great theme month with you, Dave. It's always a treat, but
yes.
It's always, just like when you go on vacation, it's fun, but it's so good to get back home and just get comfortable again in your home environment. And this show, we have some things we're celebrating, some things we're honoring, but we don't really have a particular overarching theme. So I'm so glad we're getting back to this. Some great new music we're going to be playing from the likes of US Girls, PAX. Olinda has a new single, which we'll be playing. Also, we're going to mention they're performing live tonight. As well, we're going to be playing music from Andy Schaaf, celebrating some anniversaries from the likes of John Cale and Tom Waits. And, starting off the show, though, I always hate doing this, but at the same time, I feel we need to start off on a little bit of a downer note, talking about a death that happened a few weeks ago in the midst of our theme month, so we didn't really have a chance to focus on it too much. The passing of the great guitarist, singer and songwriter Tom Verlaine, best known for his work in the New York band Television.
Yeah, and I think it happened like the week before February.
You're right, I think it was the week right before theme month started.
Anyways, yeah. Tom Verlaine is a very influential and important musician from the late 70s New York punk and new wave scene, part of CBGB's history, part of the city's history, really. And he's just an important guitarist, and they were one of the first band. I think they were the first band to play CBGBs and kind of got kickstarted bands going to play there that couldn't find a place to play.
In their own way, they were kind of the CBGBs house band for a while.
Yeah.
And then that really begat so many people coming in. And this is the thing. For people who are used to this sort of caricature of what punk music sounds like listening to Television is so eye-opening. They have elements that are taken from bands like the Velvet Underground and Roxy Music, and they would port and the type of material you might hear in future bands like REM and Radiohead. So it wasn't just your three chords and a snare. It was much more elegant, much more cerebral music, and yet they influenced so many. The Ramones, multiple members, cited going to see television at CBGB's and really forming as a band, kind of loving the scene and loving the bands there, including television. Richard Hell was a member of television before he left or was kicked out, depending what version of the story you want to believe, and forming the Voidoids. But yeah, also a very principal member of the punk scene, along with Patti Smith as well, who's a huge television fan and a former lover of Tom Verlaine as well.
Tom even played on he played on Patti Smith's first single, right?
On her first single and on her debut album Horses, he played on a track. So yeah, a very important lineage, but more than just in terms of the historic nature of Tom Verlaine and television, they were a great band in terms of their songwriting, in terms of their performances. And Tom Verlaine, we've talked about his guitar work, but he had this really elliptical, jazz-like style of guitar that was not flashy, that was not showy. One of the best descriptions I have heard of it is sensitive guitar work. And I like that because I think it really encapsulates what he did, which was that his songs really propelled the narrative of what the lyrics were and what the feel of the song was, rather than showing off like a virtuoso. He certainly could play like one, but that wasn't his intent.
Yeah. Like you said, there's a lot of jazz in the music, but television live was something completely different. Mm-hmm. And none of us got to see television live. They did actually play at Elk Club in Detroit back in 2019 or 18. But unfortunately, I didn't go to that show. That's one of the last shows they played in the U.S. They played a few more after that, but
that's right. In fact, there was a long period from which the band just broke up. In 78, it was. Tom Verlaine followed a pursuit for his solo career, and we're going to hear some solo tracks from Tom Verlaine later on in the show. But the band would reunite in the early 90s and actually release a third record, one that is criminally overlooked. So we're going to play something from that as well. But to start off with, we did talk about hearing live television, that initial propulsive live sound that the band had that really galvanized the CBGB sound and scene. So we're going to play something from that that was a bootleg that was recorded and passed around before it was released, I guess, in semi-official format around 1988.
Yeah, it was released by the ROI. Sorry, I think it's ROIR label, Roar, mm-hmm. And they've put out a lot of stuff. But basically, this was just a very good audience recording of television, and this is from 78. And actually, a lot of people believe that this is the best representation of a live recording from the band, even though it's not professional per se. Later on, it would be reissued in more official formats, but yeah, it's a great document. So we're going to start off with that. We're going to start off with The Blow Up, which is what the album is called. This is also a song that they would demo. I believe it's Fire Engine. Did they do the 13th Floor Elevators Fire Engine, or was it their own? I can't remember.
I don't remember myself, to be honest. But yeah, this was a track that they demoed. And they actually did a demo with Brian Eno in 1974 that never came to full album fruition. However, those were also bootlegged, and we're actually going to hear one of those demos that they recorded with Brian Eno back in 74 before getting into their two classic albums from the late 1970s.
Okay, so let's get to it. We'll talk about it a bit more after the break. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. We're reaching higher ground in Windsor, Detroit, and beyond.
Welcome to the stage here, television. We'll be right back.
justification. What's this heartless manipulation? With your complication, I find it hard to make differentiation. You speak odd with funny connotation. Man, I just can't make translations. I look at you, I almost lose my composure. When I look at you, going, going, ghost. Is it imitation? I lose my rhythm, it's no exaggeration. I can't take all this education. It's all just imagination. No, no. I look at you, almost lose my composure.
You're tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're celebrating the music of Television and Tom Verlaine, the legendary guitarist who passed away a few weeks ago. We never had a chance to do a proper tribute to him because we had our theme month programming in February, but we figured this was as good an opportunity as ever to highlight one of, I think, our mutually favorite guitarists of all time.
Tom Verlaine. And yeah, we heard four tracks there. We ended off with a track from their second and not as well-received album, Adventure. We heard the song Days. There's a lot of good songs on this one, but it just comes off differently than Marquee Moon.
It does. It sounds a little bit more processed compared to the drier, rawer sound that they had on that legendary record. We'll talk about Marquee Moon in a moment, but yeah, with Days, that song is just so ethereal. It really kind of floats by. I love that sound. I think Television were really going to reach for new directions before interpersonal turmoil caused the band to split up. And it's a shame, too, because we didn't even hear all the old songs Television had performed. There was actually, I think, only half of that album was older material, and the other half, Tom Verlaine, really insisted on just coming up with new stuff on the fly.
Yeah, we interviewed the other guitarist in the band, who's also very good, Richard Lloyd, several years back, and he talked a little bit about Adventure, and he was hoping, and the band was hoping, that they would just record the old stuff, but I think they did a few songs that were older, and then they just made the rest up kind of then and there.
Mm-hmm. Now, throughout his solo career, Tom Verlaine would actually record some of those older Television songs on his own. We'll talk about that in a little bit later when we get to some more music from Tom Verlaine's solo career later on in the episode. But before Days, we heard the track Friction, taken from their debut record and all-time classic Marquee Moon, often heralded as one of the best records ever made, and rightfully so. The guitar interplay in it is absolutely fantastic and would just act as this beacon for these really great elliptical guitar bands that come out thereafter. I'm thinking of The Strokes, I'm thinking of Pavement, I'm thinking of Slint. And yeah, the songwriting was on point, featuring the best lyrics Tom Verlaine ever wrote and composed. These really impressionistic, lyrical, just looks at life, being a young man in an urban environment, that made it very romantic, and also just talked about the gravity of life around him. It was truly an astounding, humongous sounding record, which is funny because he actually argued to have the record sound quieter than what the original producer wanted. He wanted to have a huge drum setup a la, I think it was Led Zeppelin, and he said, nope, we're just going to have our basic kit set up. He wanted to have these giant amplifiers. He's like, nope, we're just going to have our regular amplifiers we have on stage. And I think I might be misquoting, but the producer said, oh, you really want that New York sound, don't you? And Tom Verlaine said, yes, I do.
Well, they're from New York. But and it's one of those albums. It took a very long time to record. They went through some lineup changes. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, Richard Hell was an original member. He left the group, and then another bassist stepped in. And the bassist from Blondie, I believe. The name is escaping me for some reason. But anyways, it's that whole thing also where you have your whole life to write your first record, and then the second record comes, and it comes so fast. But anyways, that first record, they took their time, because as we mentioned, they originally did some demos with Brian Eno. They kind of didn't like the direction, and then they just switched it up and until they got it right.
Yeah, and in fact, we heard one of those tracks beforehand. We heard I Look At You and Get a Double Exposure, taken from the bootleg name of the same title. As you mentioned, that was recorded by Brian Eno back in 1974, and that was when Richard Hell was the bass player for the group.
Yeah, and he's on that recording. There's some really cool early Television songs that were never really officially released. That's one of them. They would still play that song live, though. And then we started off with a live version of Television from the album The Blow Up. I believe that was recorded in 78 and released in the late 80s on the ROIR label. And it's not a professionally recorded recording. And we were talking about this. I believe that the song, although it's credited as The Blow Up, I believe that it's Fire Engine by the 13th Floor Elevators. Yeah, it sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, the lyrics do match up. If you do want a better quality sounding live recording, there is a very good live show called Live at the Old Waldorf.
Yeah.
That is also fantastic. Highly recommended. But with that said, we're stepping away from Television and Tom Verlaine for a bit. We're going to get into some other music featuring some newer releases. But going back to 1980, a record that I just recently revisited and love, The Feelies with Crazy Rhythms. We're going to start this next set off after a brief message, just to remind you what station you're listening to. Of course, here CJM 99.1 FM. And do remember to check out our website at revrock.blogspot.com for more information about the bands we play and the music that we love. With that said, here we get to some brief messages before music by The Feelies.